Martijn.
Yeah, what's your name?
What?
What's your name?
Abing. A B B I N G. I was a little short on time,
Yeah,
but
me too, so I'm just
yeah,
gonna.
same here.
No, I'm just curious about
Oh.
your name. So, in a little bit 40 minutes then. So, we have. So we have 40 minutes for this second meeting, and we have to make sure that we know what we're going to make according to what it might look like. First, I have to notice the last meeting, so I'll show them to me. Not doesn't sound secure this one. How do I escape this?
What?
How do I escape this? Is the presentation? Oh,
Just here.
shit, sorry. Okay, so I'll do this one. Okay, so the point we had last meeting was the should be a universal remote control. Now that's pilots. Just get an email from the personal coach, and it should be FTV remote control only. So I have to check that part. So yeah, it still has to be a remote control for kids. Well, it's still the same. On these points, I have to look at. You'll know them. But there's another point. The main people of interest of this company are 40 and plus people, so they are old and younger people. We have to look at that as well. Especially old people, maybe bigger buttons or something.
Yeah.
So yeah, that's it for this. You can do your presentation for the.
Which one should I prepare?
Oh, it doesn't matter, this is fine.
I'm sure we'll find it. Okay. Well, my name is Jens Dalen, but I was there. I've used the marketing report in the site. I think you have read it too. And furthermore, I served in the other side.
I didn't read it, so it's not for
Didn't
me.
you?
I didn't get it.
No,
It's
I
only for you.
didn't.
You
I
got
was
it.
the only one who got it.
Yeah.
Okay, it was a report about an experiment with a lot of users, and they had a lot of findings in their report with statistical proof. So I had 3 pages with findings, and said a lot of findings. So we can use this to create our own remote control. 75% of the users find most remote controls ugly. Yeah, I think that's a lot. So we have to make a beautiful remote control. 80% of the users would spend more money when a remote control would look fancy. I think this fits what Michiel said about older people. Older people will spend more money for something what is good, because younger people are more critical about where they spend their money at. 75% of the users said they zap a lot. Well, okay, that's normal, I think. We have to make good zap buttons with this one for
Last
requirements.
point is quite interesting.
Yes, 50% of users say they only use 10% of the buttons.
So if
Martijn
we.
already said it,
Yeah.
and maybe our full open system is a good one, but don't think it's
Yeah, if you have the 10%
reasonable.
on the top, then you're
Yeah, the 10% on the
Yeah.
bottom, that's a little different. On page 2, remote controls are often lost somewhere in the room. That's exactly what we said about maybe a home station for it, to recharge the batteries or something. I thought more maybe we could make a clap system, so when you clap your hands, it will beep or something. You must find it quickly.
Maybe just a button on the home station, so remote control beeps when you click the button on the home station.
Okay, yeah. Then we can combine it. It takes too much time to learn how to use a new remote control. I think we must take a look at this. It's only 34%, but it's a top one. Because if you make a larger product or own style, this is a difficult, difficulty, I think. It's not totally bad for RSD. Yeah, but only if they zap a lot and they watch over 5 hours TV or something. And then we mustn't look too much at the last point. Last page. The last experiment was about gadgets, like speech recognition. We didn't think about that already. And an LCD on the remote control. We already talked about that. They finally had a conclusion that younger people under an age of 45 are more interested in new features, and that they are more critical. And older people want to spend more money, but they don't want to have a lot of new features because they're in their old thinking way, and they want to keep the old things the old things.
So we have a new age,
but
40
but
plus.
You already said that the company was about 40 plus
so
clients.
Yeah, so we just can skip the LCD on the remote
I think
control.
We can skip speech recognition directly because
yeah.
It's not usable for
okay.
€25. Then at my personal preference. Okay, that's not very good because I thought about television, DVD, Play Stereo, and VCR, question about, but it's already out of the question. Yes. My point is, well, if we may make a remote control for only television, I think it's hard to sell it for €25, but it's the exercise.
Because it's too expensive.
Yeah,
yeah.
Only for television. On the market, you can now buy for €20 a remote control for everything. And we only make it for television, so we must make it very special.
Yeah, good usability, so you can use it.
Okay, I have to have a home station. It must be simple, because the elderly people need to use it. And I found the motto, we put the fashion in electronics. And that's a motto we are referenced to for our style. We have to make a new product, we have to be, one of a kind.
So it has to look,
yeah.
The company is about their own fashion, their own style.
Yeah.
But all people are not looking for that.
Well, I think
not really.
Yeah. I think the main thing is the usability. That's when we can make it a special product. Yeah.
We also have to stand out because there are already, like you said, so many controls out that support a lot of stuff, but we have to make sure that we're better in usability and stand out by just the looks of it, so make it just a different color or a different shape. So.
So Paul, you can do the next one. It's on the net.
Technical functions design. Okay. Well, so we have broad audience. That isn't true anymore, but we have elderly people, so we need to keep it simple. The way I want to keep it simple is to use the standard. standardized methods, like not to full, like Jens already said, only 10% is being used.
So what do you think of only the numbers and the on platform?
Yeah, that's on the next page, but okay. Yes, basic functions like numbers and that sort of stuff. So the options that we put on there should be easy to use, and because you have more room then, and for other people, pick buttons, an icon on it or text on it, so it's very clear what that button does. So it doesn't take much time to figure out how to use it. A way to find out what people use is maybe just use questionnaires on the internet, or just ask some random people, elderly people, what they use, what they want on remote control. Find out that there was already in one done. Functions I could think of, volume, channels, the basic, I call it the numpad, this 1, 2, 3, etc. Text service options, basic on off, and I found in, could I think of favorites? I always look up the same pages on text, and I always have to click the number. What if you could make a new option? You just have to press one button and get on the...
Yeah, but then you have to remember what favorite is what channel, so you might as well remember the number, or not.
No, maybe it's too complicated, I'm not sure.
Well,
it's a good idea.
It was just thought, so I would find it handy, I think, when you just press one button and you get on 666.
Yeah, okay, but how can you remember what channel connects to what favorite button?
What I was reading on the page, a remote control just sends commands, basic commands to television. So switch to channel 6.
Yeah.
So button 6 says 6. And if you make favorites, it can say 666 in a row. Just numbers.
Yeah, okay, but for a user to remember, if I press that button, it goes to that channel. Yeah, but isn't it hard to remember, like favorite one and
maybe for me,
as hard as
my telephone. I never use those buttons to call.
No, oh, neither do I.
And
okay, no, well, maybe not.
If I don't do it, maybe old people.
No, maybe older people.
Yeah, I don't know.
They don't like new features, so maybe not. Well, play pause. I don't know if it's usable.
It's not. It's still not. It's not anymore.
The next and previous. Previous I know, but next channel? I don't.
What I mean is
like a web browser? So oh, okay. But there's also a button to go to the channel you've been before, like a web browser back button.
I don't have the
yeah, I know what it is, but I think it's all too difficult
yeah,
for all people.
Yeah, okay.
When you want to go to, just use, when you want to switch between channels all the time.
Yeah.
You want to do it, like, if you have a channel above 10, normally you can press 1,
yeah,
0,
I
or...
Think, especially for older elderly people, use the standard button, so you have that...
The 10 plus, right?
Yeah, the 10 plus button. Just one pressing or quickly after each other.
Okay.
Just to keep it simple and standard features.
Yeah, wouldn't it be a problem to... because you have to be fast enough, maybe the elderly people...
But I think that's in the TV as well. That's how the TV handles it. But you can have a button that says...
okay, yeah.
Stripes, so you have like a...
Yeah, but that's...
...period to press those two buttons.
And what Paul says, it's not a remote control that makes the TV do 1, 2, it's the TV who depends that it must
okay.
be 2 seconds or 3 seconds or 1 second that you must type one.
So if you have a
yeah.
universal TV controller, you need that one button that has two stripes.
Yeah.
So you have a period of, I don't know, 5 seconds. 5 seconds to press those buttons.
Yeah.
Not for elderly people to look. One, two, press and aim.
But do we still need the two-level remote control? Because if you only have...
It's only for television now.
So, I don't think so.
No.
I just thought of another one. Most things in modern TVs are also on the menu.
Yeah.
So we also need a menu button. And then navigation. But we
yeah.
can integrate that with volume and previous and next. So we have...
I think you really have to divide between functions you often use, like maybe switch channels and volume and that kind of things, and the menu button, because you almost never use menu button.
Yeah,
so
okay.
Maybe it's still a good idea, I'm not sure. You also have to use a mute button to
yeah, mute button, yes.
Maybe, I don't know where you have to put it.
Yeah, well, I think that's a layer step. You just now have to figure out what to put on,
okay,
what we're
yeah.
going to use.
Okay.
And later we can do the design. Okay, no, my personal preference is in using the standards, basically. I think that we should stand out unique, being unique with design. So we have to, I don't know, make a different shape and usable. So when you are in the shop and you see our TV control hanging, that it stands out, not just in a row, and you see all the same remote controls.
Yeah. Does it have to be, this has to be different colors, or?
I don't know, different colors.
Maybe you can get it out in different colors. You can choose
it's like an
yeah.
iMac or something.
Yeah, well, why not?
That's fancy. That's,
so it looks cheap as well, because it's a small thing, it's only 24 euros. It looks very cheap if you make it.
Maybe you can look at mobile phones.
Oh, you
mobile phones.
Yeah, we have to look at mobile phones.
They're designed very well, and well, basically are the same, just a bit smaller. You think you can't make a TV controller too small, because then you will always lose it. But, well, I think that's a good example.
Okay, yes, you hurry up a bit.
Okay. Yeah.
Okay. Well, the working design. The method I use is search the web. Just a web page provided. Basically, I'm not very technical educated, but I could figure it out. Basically, what happens is you press a button, then the circuit gets closed by pressing the button, like a switch. And by closing that certain circuit, the chip knows what button is pressed, so like you press the one, that circuit is closed, and then the chip produces a pattern, like a Morse code, to and sends that to the LED, that's the light emitting diode, I think, and the light emitting diode is producing infrared light. That's invisible to the human eye, and transmit that to the TV. However, there's also a visible diode that's blinking red if you look in it, and that's another diode, I believe, because infrared is not visible. So that's do two different things, but. Yeah, I think so. I'm not sure if it's the same thing.
Just to indicate that it's
yeah, that's active.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So or just a green one, because it's, if you use it, it's green or red, it's green.
Yeah.
I think it indicates that it's active. It's not.
Yeah, when you press it, so.
It's just the
two.
Red shows up like something's wrong. Green is like it's okay.
Yeah, I don't know. Almost. Remote controls is red,
yeah.
So I know.
Well, we don't have to make red, maybe integrate it into design as well.
I think the batteries will be
No, we
a
use
little.
quick charge, right?
Yeah, okay. Maybe.
We can still make
that.
That.
It doesn't have to be red, it's just to indicate something.
Yeah, that is working. That's not the batteries are low.
It's not very important.
Green or red or whatever.
Yeah, no. Nah. Just to indicate it's working.
So.
And the receptor in the TV senses the pattern. So we have to understand what patterns are used to, you know, to make it universal so that it can be used with all the TVs. We have to really understand what patterns are used so we can otherwise it won't work.
So we have to make buttons for that as well to make
No,
the
the chip is producing the pattern. So we have to make a chip that produces patterns to, you know, to
an
that are
automatically search
working.
function for each television.
Yeah, or I don't know how it exactly how it works. It wasn't explained there.
Well, I use a universal remote control, and for you, and you have a list of all the TVs you have, etc. And you have to put in a number
Yeah.
so it works on your TV.
Okay.
Oh, I have a modern one, a modern one, where you type search, and the LED began to blink, 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 and after a short time, the television turns off, and then you know, oh, it's the right one, and you can stop it, and then it's
Yeah,
okay.
okay.
So you don't have to search for your television or your code.
Okay.
It searches the pattern for itself
Okay, yeah.
immediately.
So that we have to make a bit more intelligent chip than the standard one because you have to, yeah.
I just say, can you s just say it again? Because I was looking at the
Okay.
picture.
Well, you have this chip that's when the circuit is closed, it produces the pattern. But basically for brands of TV, these patterns are different. So like when you press a one on one TV, it goes to one. And on the other TV, it won't work, basically. So basically what you have to do is get these patterns right. And by that can be done by just
Changing the
cha
speed.
yeah changing this pattern all the time. And what he's doing when he's configuring this pattern, this chip, is trying to switch off the television. And when it's switched off, you can push your button. It's working now. So and then he saves that setting,
Okay.
and then it's working.
Yeah, that's the right.
Okay. Well, the components. Yeah, this is a bit technical, and I hadn't. I was a little short on time. But I think I understand it. The energy source is the battery, basically. That's connecting to all the components because it has to be fed with energy. Okay, the subcomponent is I think it is the button pressed. So basically when you press a button, a switch get closed. And that's connecting to a chip, so the chip knows what button you pressed. And the chip sends out the pattern to the infrared bulb. I didn't put the description by this one. This is a normal bulb, so the normal flashing light.
So that's the LED.
Yeah, and this is a LED too, but this one is producing infrared light that's invisible, and this one is producing normal light.
So we can make the normal one also normal light, or the red light is a normal light.
Yeah.
Flash up your.
If you use the buttons and both of them works, but one you can't see and one indicates that you use a button.
Yeah, pr yeah. Because when you button press a button and it doesn't work, it can basically, if the battery is low, it won't work. So you have to indicate that it's.
Maybe you have to put a small light around the button you push, so you see green if you push that button.
That's
Not
a good idea.
necessary power you use
Maybe
then.
if you do that, you
Yeah.
know that you're sending a signal.
Oh, okay.
And it's you
But then I
also
have
know
to be
which button.
on the wall remote control. I have to be that's
Yeah, that's right. But
everywhere in the.
does it make any difference for the energy you use? It's
No, I
still
don't
one
think
LED.
so. Yeah, it will look different, and I think we need to find something else.
It looks different, yeah.
Yeah. Because otherwise we'll just make no standard and our motto also is
just let's beneath the buttons.
Yeah, or around the buttons, or in the buttons even.
Yeah, but like when you push it, yeah, you have your finger over the button, so you can see. Yeah, or maybe on top of the green light is flashing, or. Yeah, there. Yeah.
The same as a telephone or a mobile phone. Or
yeah, I was thinking about that. Yeah, on a mobile phone, it's dark.
It lights up. Everything lights up. That's a good idea.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah, maybe that's a good idea for all people as well.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
It's only a few LEDs, only four or something. Four LEDs.
Yeah, I don't know, but if we use a battery station, which I think we will use.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's a good
idea. Yeah, we'll have enough power to.
Everything in good, everyone agrees to that one.
Yeah. Yeah, maybe it's that's a little too hard to make, especially for that kind of money, because it has to be. Yeah, the production cost is 12.5. Yeah, okay. Yeah, okay. Yeah, the personal preference, I didn't fill it out because I was short on time. But basically what we could do too is have a Bluetooth integration.
Yeah, I just want to talk about support, so maybe.
Yeah? Okay.
Teletext has become outdated since the popularity of the internet, so a teletext option. Maybe we have to skip that one. I'm not sure.
I think a lot of people use teletext.
It's on your
still
it's on your television. It's only one button, so I think you definitely should use it. Yeah, that's what I told you. The remote control should only be used for a television, so that's maybe easier. And the 40 plus people already told you. Oh no, sorry. Oh, this is a problem. Oh, sorry about that. The new product should reach a new market with customers are the younger than 40. So it should be flashy or.
Oh.
Interesting.
Mm.
I'm sorry about that, but just didn't read it. So. So, did you make some decision about that?
Yeah, that kind of changes the whole situation.
Yeah, then we have to make some nice features. I think. Thing in the dark is a good way to make more
that's
like
that's
mobile phone, more modern.
No,
that's important, I think.
LCD doesn't work for 12.5 euros.
Don't think it's very usable in remote control, especially when you only have TV functions on it.
Nah, I don't think you'll use it often because you can see on the television what channel you.
Yeah, I think that's not usable.
No.
So, but what other features?
Yeah, I think you have to make it a bit flashy and popular, and then the usability is not that required because, like in the mobile phones, usability is not that good. I think.
Some of you have something to read about speech. Recognition, but you said one and the television turns on one. Is that reachable? Maybe? That's
I didn't read.
That's cool.
I didn't read anybody. Yeah, yeah, okay.
Only
I know.
Only numbers. Furthermore, nothing. But only the numbers 1 to 20 or something.
Mm.
That should be cool.
Yeah, maybe we have to integrate that as well. If it's possible.
If it's possible,
I yeah, I don't know.
I don't think it's very expensive, actually. Why should it?
Yeah.
You only have the microphone.
Yeah, but it has to work, and does it have to work only in English or in Dutch too, or?
That's a problem.
And
yeah.
I
don't know how it works in Dutch or.
Yeah, it's probably my job to figure that out, but.
Your screen from wherever. Television channel one.
We have to think about that, but do we do it? It's
I don't know. So is it very usable? That's what I'm looking at.
And do you have to speak in like in a thing or?
Maybe it's too hard to realize that.
I don't know.
To put it on the market, so that we have to do a lot of testing before we can do that.
Yeah, I think so too.
We can make the remote control for flashing.
Indeed, the languages are a difficult thing because
it's useful enough to take the effort to design something with speech recognition.
Yeah, and also, if you have a good speech recognition, you can just throw the the remote away. Yeah, okay. But
you have to say TV channel one.
Yeah. TV one.
That becomes because that's very hard for speech recognition.
I don't think it's just end user enough.
So we have to make some decisions so that
okay,
we can see on the. So we have to know what we're going to put on. Do we make a light under the numbers and everything?
I think
you press it something, it lights up for a few seconds so that you can see what other buttons there are. Okay.
Yeah, that's good.
Yeah.
Okay, we just take that one. And what else we have?
Also the one in the dark. So it lights up when it's dark.
Yeah, but it's I thought that. Push something.
Yeah, but
it doesn't work all the time.
Yes, that's what I mean.
It work only when you use it. So
you can switch it on or something.
No,
or
if
maybe
you
when
use
you
one button,
yeah.
It must turn
it
on
lights
for
up
20
yeah,
seconds,
that's
and
right,
then
that
it must turn on.
Yeah, that's right. That's what
okay,
it is.
Yeah.
It's the same as a telephone.
Yeah, all right.
Do we use what's it called? Like an iMac that you can look through it?
Maybe it's a good idea.
Like we discussed, like iPod, different colors, maybe use even different fonts.
Yeah.
Like phones.
Different colors, okay.
Hmm.
Just make it look
yeah,
through
cool.
It.
As an option, maybe.
And so the buttons we have, this is normal. We put the simple buttons on the top, and probably the more the complicated buttons.
We don't really have any.
Yeah, maybe
you have
the when you use teletext, you can press a green and a red button
okay,
to go to the next one or to go.
I think the buttons are very easy with just standard buttons. We just have so.
But maybe you can put the options of teletext on the text level.
Teletext options are only 4 buttons or something.
Yeah, but younger people, I think, more often use the internet, and elderly people often use teletext. So
I use teletext as well.
Okay.
Yeah. So we just keep it one level then?
Yeah, one level. And I think because you don't have that many buttons, I think the design is most important.
Yeah.
You can integrate the buttons in the design very much. Because there are simple buttons, if you put one above it, it's clear.
Okay. So,
that's it.
We're going to have a lunch break.
How long is lunch break?
So, yeah, you know what you have to do. This is you get your meal.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, kan wat eten halen.
Ja, maar we moeten spelen. Ja. Even de dingen. Dan ga ik toch even bij zijn tram passen.
Zou je even op de kamer zetten? Misschien hebben wij nog bijna leeg, nou, wat in die
ding. Ja.